Welcome to the Oscar Show, a weekly program focusing on scholarship, creativity, and research, produced by WTJU and the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Virginia. I'm Jacob Cannon. In our previous show, we introduced and spoke with the Commonwealth's first ever Doctor of Nursing Practice degree recipient, UVA graduate Amy Drake Woitnot. In today's show, based on a recent article by Matt Kelly, news writer with the Office of Public Affairs, we look at former Dean of UVA's College and Graduate School of Arts and Sciences, Melvin P. Loeffler, who was recently named to receive the American Historical Association's 2008 George Lewis Beer Prize for his book, For the Soul of Mankind, The United States, the Soviet Union, and the Cold War. Melvin P. Loeffler, professor of history at the University of Virginia, will receive the American Historical Association's 2008 George Lewis Beer Prize for his book, The Soul of Mankind, The United States, the Soviet Union, and the Cold War. Loeffler, named the Randolph Jennings Fellow at the United States Institution for Peace in 2004 and Henry A. Kissinger Fellow in Foreign Policy and International Relations at the Library of Congress in 2004, said he was surprised and deeply gratified by the award, which he will receive in January at the Association's annual meeting in New York City. Loeffler said, "He has a passion for the history of foreign relations because international diplomacy involves some of the most important things, war and peace, life and death." And he went on to say, "This is the best prize the American Historical Association gives to a writer of history of international relations. It is exhilarating to be able to step down from the deanship and revive one's scholarly career." Published in 2007, Loeffler's book examines four crucial episodes during the Cold War when American and Soviet leaders considered modulating, avoiding, or ending hostilities and asks why they failed. He then illuminates how U.S. and Soviet leaders were able to reconfigure Soviet-American relations after decades of confrontation. Interested in why it lasted as long as it did and why it ended when it did, Loeffler concluded that Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev, without losing his faith in communism, transformed many of his ideological views on what was necessary to improve the political and economic systems in Russia. Loeffler also credited U.S. President Ronald Reagan with building up the U.S. military and then negotiating from that position of strength. Loeffler said, "The importance of Reagan was that he did want to negotiate with the men who ran the evil empire." Duane Osheim, chairman of UVA's history department, said, "Mel is internationally recognized as a scholar of the Cold War, and he richly deserves this prize. His book is an important work on United States foreign policy during the Cold War. It is instructive because of the thoughtfulness he gives to the values and ideology of both sides." The Economist, a respected news magazine, praised the book as a highly relevant and much-needed historical study, one of the best books on the period to have been written. Loeffler is currently co-editing, with Norwegian scholar Odd Arne Westad, the three-volume Cambridge History of the Cold War, a project that has engaged the pair for the past 8 years. Anne Goldberg, associate professor of history at the University of California, Riverside, who chaired the award committee that selected Loeffler's book, said, "The Soul of Mankind is a masterful treatment that will become required reading. Using newly accessible archival sources, Loeffler constructs a richly nuanced, empirically rigorous history of the Cold War that avoids the ideological blinkers of past Cold War scholarship." You've been listening to The Oscar Show. I'm Jacob Cannon. The College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Virginia, WTJU, and myself would like to thank you for joining us this past year as we have examined many different people and points of interest concerning UVA and its impact on the world. Please tune in during the next semester to enjoy our new weekly show brought to you by UVA Today. Did you miss a show? Then go to www.wtju.net and click on Blogs and Pods, or just Google The Oscar Show. Questions about this program? Please call WTJU at 434-924-0885 or email at wtju@virginia.edu.